Okay, part six. I hate going over things, repeating myself, because as a child and even an adult, people never listened to me, so I was constantly having to repeat myself. Anyway, purposeful action. I talk about pleasure. Please do never, ever, ever imagine that you understand anything I'm saying just from watching a video you stumble upon. There are levels and intricacies and details which I, when I started, never imagined, and which therefore I doubt anybody out there ever imagined. It takes hours and hours and hours and weeks and weeks and years, a very intricate scenario spieling, playing through scenarios, challenging ideas, whatever, following where things go, and then going backwards and retracing your steps back further than anybody ever goes in both directions, in terms of assumptions and expectations, etc. So remember, Nietzsche said happiness is an objective and a straight line. Yeah, in other words, having an objective which you believe will bring you pleasure, the anticipation of that pleasure or satisfaction is what keeps you motivated, and it's what is most fulfilling in life. An experience engine that was pure pleasure will become meaningless, I think. I've never had it, never experienced it. But habituation, ask any drug addict, if you just want pleasure, then you can go out and buy it. Imagine that. Imagine how all games are unraveled when all you need to do is walk up to someone, give them some money, and they give you pleasure, and you stick it in your arm, or you swallow it, or you sniff it, yeah, and you're in ecstasy. What sort of a game is that? So it's the anticipation, and that brings me onto this purposeful action thing. A long time ago, I realized that part of the attraction of smoking was the purposeful action. And I even used the term, I think, purposeful action, without having any concept of how powerful a concept it is. Purposeful action is what motivates all games, a purpose, an objective, and a straight line, and not a straight line even. Yeah? Because Nietzsche said a straight line. Well, that's the junkie, the straight line. Yeah? It's too simple. It's not satisfying. But at the same time, in the same way that purposeful action is part of the addiction of smoking, the idea, the action of actually going to the shop, buying the cigarettes, putting them in your pocket, opening the packet, getting out the lighter, lighting it, or going up to a person and saying, "Do you have a smoke?" Or in the case of a drug addict, a different drug addict, because nicotine is a drug addiction. I noticed that my friends who liked marijuana, they always spoke of being on a mission, and they were. And you think about it, a mission is purposeful action at the highest level. It's like a hyperbole, you know. Hyperbolic purposeful action is a mission. I'm on a mission. So people went all the way to Africa as missionaries, yeah, because they believed they had a mission, a purpose, yeah, which was to bring the good news, the bad news of the cult of Judah's God and the cult of Judah's, you know, monstrosity of a religion. But it was satisfying for them. More satisfying for them than going out and buying drugs, more satisfying than going out and having sex, more satisfying than getting drunk. More satisfying than eating the most delicious meals was the idea of being on a mission. Yeah, a mission to convert the natives to the cult of Judah's dogmas. So, and my friends who were on a mission to get stoned, yeah, they had a purpose in life every day. They get up in the morning and they spend all day trying to score. And that kept them satisfied. When I was going through the garbage, in Tallinn, it was the same thing. I had a mission, had a purpose. It was satisfying in itself, the actions. And so purposeful action is at the heart of games, game design. I've got to stop and start because I don't want to lose the ideas. This is six.